the history of the other people. Is the general manager a complacent person who doesn't worry? Then maybe you got a chance to beat him up. On the other hand, what if the person's real aggressive, competitive, thoughtful? You got a whole different strategy you have to use. So comfort zones and histories come into play. And then behavior under fire, just how well can they take it? We had a client in Australia, and we had seven stations there, and we'd taken each one to number one, except for Sydney, which is the largest market, 4 million people. We could not crack the morning show. We just couldn't crack the morning show. They had this great guy in the morning, kind of like a combination of Howard Stern and Greaseman, and he was real hard to break. So we said, what's he like under fire? Let's learn everything we possibly can about this man. And we learned everything we could. We learned he was getting to be 40. He was feeling like he was old. He was feeling like maybe he was losing, but he wasn't sure, even if the ratings were there. We got an industrial psychologist in, did a profile on him based on what he heard on the radio on this guy. Hey, we're talking very serious, millions and millions of dollars at stake here, right? Okay? I mean, and figured out what would happen under fire. So under fire, we began feeding all sorts of stories to the press and working with the press to build up this radio battle about him as an aging, over-the-hill guy who tells dirty jokes. Now, his biggest mistake was he read the newspapers. He's number one. We hadn't been able to crack him in 3 years. He cracked. He quit. He left the business. Went to number one in the market. Why? Because we knew what he would behave like under fire. Now, you can stand there and you can say, oh, that's really unfair. He might have been a nice guy. Hey, nice guy. He was making $850,000 a year, which is more than most of us make in a week. Okay? You earn that kind of money? That's NFL football territory. You better be good under fire. So know what they're like. On the other hand, a guy like Howard Stern won't blink. You can throw a flamethrower at Howard Stern and all he'll do is eat it. Okay? You don't do that to Howard Stern. But if you do know you can crack somebody, and that is the critical strategic imperative. In this particular case, the strategic imperative was to win in the mornings. That's what you do. So know your troops, what they're like, which I'll give you more on later, the enemy, the comfort zones, which I'm going to give you in detail in a few minutes, the history of the other companies, the other players in the market, and the behavior under fire.